were told that you approached Joe around 6 o'clock and asked to be removed from the lineup. Can you take it from there and tell us what happened?
Yeah, I told him I couldn't play today. You know, and that I needed time to, first to clear my head. And that was it. My back stiffened up a little bit. I was taking a lot of ground balls first base and worked out. And, you know, I wasn't 100%.
Did you need the time to clear your head because you were in the lineup batting ninth?
No, that doesn't matter. I talked to you guys before the game, and I was clear with that. And, you know, I put myself in that, you know, in that situation. I haven't hit the way I wanted to, and I talked to you guys before the game, and you guys know what I was feeling. I was looking forward to, you know, playing the game.
How do you look at this going forward? How did Joe receive your message, and do you believe as soon as you're able, you'll be back in the lineup?
I hope. You know, it's nothing serious, and... You know, just a matter of really keeping an eye on it.
Jorge Cashman said when he talked to us that it was not an injury situation. Why the disconnect?
I have no idea. Better ask him. But, you know, I wasn't 100% to play the game today.
Do you consider yourself injured?
I mean, just nothing serious. I thought I wasn't able to play today, yeah.
You spoke with Cashman, right?
I talked to him, around 6:30.
Was he trying to convince you to play, or what was that?
Just you know, talk one-on-one. It was a conversation that we needed to have.
Jorge, you said you needed to clear your mind.
Yeah.
For what?
Well, just overall, you know, season and the way it's going, and, you know, that's about it.
Is it clear now? Did you have time during the game to find that clarity?
I need a little bit more time, you know, and talk to my wife and you know, people that are around me, and you know, have a nice conversation with them, and be here tomorrow.
Jorge, we know how tough you are, and this is obviously Red Sox Yankees.
Yeah.
If you were hitting 330, would you be in there tonight and playing through the back stiffness?
No, I don't think so. You know, I don't think that's the case. You guys know me better than that. You know, I love to play the game. I love to be out there, and you know, today's just one of those things that I couldn't be there.
When you say you have to talk to your wife, are you weighing a bigger decision on your future?
I don't know. No, I'll be back. I want to be here. I love playing, and you know, I love playing for this organization, so just hopefully we can move on.
Jorge, did you tell Joe and Brian that your back stiffened up?
No, I did not. I told them that I wasn't able to play today.
Why wouldn't you tell them that your back was stiff?
Huh?
Why wouldn't you tell them about the back?
Because it wasn't serious. You know, it wasn't a serious issue, so, you know.
I would think they asked why, right, when you said...
What?
When you said, I can't play today, I would think they said why.
No, they didn't. They really didn't.
Have they conducted any tests on your back yet to see...
No, it's not serious, like I said earlier.
Jorge, is there a problem here with you and Girardi or Cashman?
I don't know. I hope not. You know, I hope not. I hope we can move on and go out and play the season.
Jorge, I know you weren't great before the game, but you were still trying to stay positive. And when we talked to you, other than the back, is there anything else that happened in those couple hours leading up to the game that made you want to do this?
No. I talked to you guys before the game, and I was, you know, I told you straight up how I felt, and you guys know me better than that. I mean, I've been around here, and you guys know me. So I don't think I need to explain myself a lot more than I need to.
Jorge, was it more the back or more you need to clear your mind?
A little bit of both. You know, I can't lie to you. I was honest with you, and you know, just as soon as you know, I wasn't able to play, you know, I took that and used it as an excuse of coming out of the game.
Jorge, there's been speculation already, and you said you had to talk to your wife. Is retirement at all in your mind?
What?
Retirement. How many more deals do you think you're going to learn?
I don't know. We'll see how I feel tomorrow. You know, I don't think it's an issue.
Jorge, you're more physical with metal now, or
my back is stiff.
Yeah, it's stiff. Jorge, in your mind, you've gotten hurt. Could this probably become more serious if you tried to play?
I'm sorry, buddy. I'm sorry.
In your mind, could you hurt yourself further if you tried to play?
Today, probably yes.
Did you receive treatment during the game?
A little bit. I saw the chiropractor. I didn't want to. He helped me out, and hopefully that's going to help out tomorrow.
Jorge, with everything that's been going on, how hard have this beginning of the season been for you?
It's been tough. you know, it's all about the team. I think that we got to talk about the game today, and it's, you know, we need to get going. I mean, I think we have a good team to get going, and just one of those things today.
Do you feel any need to talk to any teammates and explain the situation, or?
If I do, I will do it on one-on-one basis.
Have you spoken to Cashman since he made that statement earlier?
I didn't know he made a statement. I don't know why he went on making a statement during the game, middle of the game. I don't understand that. You know, so that's the way he works now.
Right, do you feel any better now?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. I think I'm a lot better. I couldn't play right now, no.
Do you think there's a chance you could play tomorrow night?
Hopefully, we'll see.
So you haven't spoken to him since he made that statement?
I did not, no.
Okay. Are you mad at him?
Well, we'll see. You know, I think we should have, you know, waited for the game to be over to talk to whoever during the game. It's kind of like, you're not do that. You're not supposed to do that.
Or is that why you're angry with him?
Huh? No, I don't need to.
Is that why you're?
I don't need to say why. All right.
Jorge, did you see Brian on television?
I do not. I did not. No, I was watching
you. Jorge, over the years, you were one of the most durable catchers. You must have played through incredible injuries to just play so much. You described your injury tonight as not significant.
Yeah.
Why didn't you just play through that tonight?
Well, like I said, I needed to clear my head, you know.
After your talk with Girardi, did you talk to him on the bench at all during the game?
No.
Do you feel like you've been disrespected at all since November?
A little bit.
Was this a combination of things, and just kind of when your head gets need to be cleared, is it a combination of everything that's been piling up?
Guys, I love to play this game, and I love to have fun, and I love to be out here, and this is something that, you know, I don't want ever to, you know, to be in my resume. I love to be out there, and today wasn't the sample, and I think we need to talk about the game. I think it's, you know, nowadays, it's just one of those things that if I couldn't go out there and play, they make a big case about it, and it's tough.
Did you use the word that you felt insulted to be hitting ninth with Jamari?
No, I did not.
What was going through your mind during the game?
Huh?
What was going through your mind during the game while you're sitting there watching?
Nothing, just looking at the game, to tell the truth. You know, hopefully we'll be ready tomorrow, and got Leicester and a tough team. Seemed like they're playing very well.
Do you think you'll be able to play tomorrow?
I said yes.
We're going to do Girardi now. He's been waiting.
Jorge, you said you need to clear your head after you spoke to Joe and you got some things off your chest. Did you feel better about that, you know, in terms of saying?
Two things don't, you know, it's completely different. You know, I talked to him and I say I couldn't play today because of my back. And then I needed to clear my head, but it wasn't two things related, you know, right at the same time, okay?
Jorge, you've been in this organization your entire career.
Yes.
Do you feel anything that happened is irreparable with people in this organization?
I hope people understand, you know, what I'm, give my all every time I'm out there.
Was coming in today and finding out you're batting ninth the final straw that made you say I need to clear my head, though?
No.
Okay.
No. All right, guys?